Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Islamic Upbringing, where we discuss different problems and issues parents might have concerning their children and teenagers. Well, in this program, our dear expert Sayyid Salman Naqavi is here with us, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa International University. Assalamu alaikum, dear Sayyid.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for accepting our invitation, brother.
Yes, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
The pleasure is all ours. Today, we are going to have a question and the way to communicate with our teenagers. Well, most parents have got a lot of difficulties to actually deal with their teenage children. The question is how to effectively communicate with our teenagers. The stage is yours.
Thank you very much. It is a very important question, and many people have problems and difficulties in being able to communicate with their children, especially teenagers.
That's right.
Because though we should have been able to inculcate in them something, issues, some morals and values and behavioral traits when they were younger, especially in the early 3 years of development, early child development, it's very important to be able to imbibe our children and groom our children in a way that when they grow up and become teenagers, they're not so difficult to deal with.
That's right.
But unfortunately, many of us are not capable of doing that. We're not competent enough to mm-hmm. become parents.
You're right.
We think that parenting comes naturally. Whereas we have to learn to become parents. We have to...
Require study.
Studies and learning. Mostly it is learning. Not necessarily by reading books, even having discussions with people who know uh-huh. psychologists and who educate educators. They educate parents. They tell us how to become a good parent.
And maybe well-experienced people.
Yes, experienced people, elderly people who have good experience. We need to begin to learn how to become good parents. And because becoming a parent is not just being a parent in the sense that we just need to take care of their physical needs and their uh-huh. clothing. And most of the time we're thinking that how are we going to feed our children? We are going to give them proper food and clothing and shelter. That becomes the major concern. And we're not very much engaged with the issue that we need to teach them good behavior also.
And it's a psychological issue, actually.
Yes. Generally speaking, anything which relates to their behavior, and we have been expounding on this in many of our previous discussions that we need to become good educators to become good parents. And we also need to be able to understand what traits and behavioral things which are necessary for teenagers. I mean, we need to groom them to become competent people. We need to groom them to become, when they become of age, 15, 18, and cross their teenager age, they need to be good, responsible people of society. Mm-hmm. So we need to make them competent. I believe that being competent is the same as being a salih person. A person who is, as is mentioned in the Quran, that basically it is faith and good deeds and actions and behavior and conduct based on taqwa, which is going to lead you to salvation in this world and the hereafter. And we need to teach our children to become good people, good competent human beings whose behavior is based and rooted in faith in Allah Almighty. So therefore we need to be able to know what that it is, what the ideal behavior is, and then we need to be able to learn how to inculcate and imbibe that in our children. And the most important thing is to be able to communicate with them and to be able to tell them what we want them to become. But how to do that is important.
Okay, thank you, dear Sayed. I think the better way to actually discuss the question is that how to have a competent teenager.
Exactly. A person who is competent and effective in society.
Mm-hmm. So, dear audience, let's take a break and we'll be back very soon. Stay with us. This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing with me, Mahdi, and Sayed Salman Naqavi. Today we're talking about how we can have a competent and effective teenager in the society. So at your service, brother.
Yes, thank you. So basically the goal is to groom our children to become good people, efficient and effective. That's what being a muhsin, in, as is mentioned in the Quran, muhsineen, those who carry out good deeds and in with excellence and competent, have taqwa, have faith in Allah Almighty. We're not talking about the general sense. Yes, good behavior, unfortunately, thought to be something which is different from having faith in Allah. No, it's a result of having faith in Allah. So if we have faith in Allah, if we have taqwa, then we need to have good behavior, competent people.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to be able to learn how to become that, we need to communicate with them. Sometimes we see behavior which offends us, especially teenagers. Now, of course, we did say that early childhood development is important and that upbringing is very important. But still, when a person becomes a teenager, there are certain physical changes, hormonal changes, which are taking place in him or in her, which they cannot maybe understand what's happening. They're feeling changes in their physical bodies, in their hormones, in the way how they think and perceive the outside world. So these changes make them stressful. That makes them anxious. They're not allured and they're attracted by things which we do not think. For example, a girl would like to be make up all the time.
She has studies
to take care of. She has to take care of other things, help her mother in chores maybe. And the mothers expect their children and their girls especially to help them in the household chores. And also learn how to become good wives maybe in the future. But a teenager girl or a boy has other interests. He is in a society, he has come into society, he has people, he has peers, she has peers, she wants to compete with them.
Maybe the way they look at the world is different.
Of course. I mean, they're experiencing new things, especially now that before that they did not have those hormonal changes in them. Now they're thinking of themselves, they think of their bodies, they think of how they look. And they want to attract others.
They want to stand out, actually.
Exactly. So now their behavior is much more tuned for this. And sometimes we're thinking something else. We think we don't comprehend maybe what they're thinking. They're thinking of something else, and we feel that they're, for example, ignoring us or they're disobeying us. No, they're in a different world all together. They are thinking of other things. Mm-hmm. And we have been through those years and we have been through those stages ourselves, but we have forgotten what happened to us. So basically, we need to come back and understand, for example.
So they're not in the wrong way, actually.
No.
It's natural.
Yes, it is natural for them to be such. We have to realize that. So number one, if we want to be able to connect with them and communicate with them, we need to want to, let's give an example. A girl is putting on makeup on herself and she's wasting her time, in our opinion, in making up for herself because in the evening she's going to meet her friend and she wants to look good in front of her friends, for example. And we know, on the other hand, that this girl has to do her homework and to prepare herself for school tomorrow.
But this is our, actually, view.
Of course. So now there are two things we can do. We can either become furious and, you know, start...
Shout at them.
Shout and yell at them and force them to do something what we want. Oh, go and study. Sit down. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. Now we need to, instead of being furious, we need to show that we're curious. We need to understand, make them understand that we realize, we understand what you're facing a situation.
I should to sit beside them, exactly. Not in front of them. Dear Sayed, let's take a break and we'll be right back and then continue our discussion. The audience, stay with us.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful.
Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. And Sayed Salman Naghavi is talking about how we can communicate effectively with our teenager. At your service, brother.
I think 3 or 4 points have to be taken care of. When we face the situation where we feel that the teenager is not doing what he or she is supposed to do, not just because we think so, because actually it's for her or him, his benefit. For example, the girl is, as I said, was taking up time in making up, putting on makeup and lipstick or whatever. Maybe it's allowed to do so. Maybe she's going out with her friend and she wants to look good. It's not bad, but it's wasting her time because she needs to do something more important. Now you become curious and try to understand what she's thinking, what she's feeling, and try to communicate to her that you understand what she wants. But maybe you want to make her realize, yes, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. You empathize with her, but still you have something. Don't you have something more important to do? Are your studies okay? You don't need help there. Maybe you don't need to work on your, for example, dissertation that the school has given or whatever. Make her emphasize on her that she needs to do something which is more important. And if she doesn't, she will see the consequences. She will face the problems. If she does not do her homework, the day after, the school teacher will ask her to sit behind school time and, you know, complete her homework. So she will have to face the consequences.
Yes.
But if you become furious and you want and you lose your calm because you need to remain calm, she doesn't feel that, oh, if I'm not going to do this, then my mother is going to face the consequences.
I'm not concerned.
So I'm not, it's her problem, not mine. So you need to make your teenager realize that she's going to be facing the problem. My mother is just empathizing with me and she wants to help me. She wants to assist me. She wants to be beside me to help me along this path. So you need to make them feel that the burden is upon her shoulder and she has to take it upon herself. And the mother or the father can only assist the child in getting over that problem.
Thank you, Sayed Salman Naghavi. It was a very fruitful discussion. And dear audience, to have a competent teenager and have an effective interaction with him or her, as Sayed Salman Naghavi said, we are supposed to sit by them, not in front of them, and look at the world through their view. And in order to correct their things that we think is problematic, we are supposed to show him or her the consequences of his job. And this way, we are going to be a person who is going to help them, not the one who is going to shout at them. The audience, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, typing Call of Islam Radio. Well, until another episode, have a nice time and goodbye.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.